What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Clemens. And a swing on hit high in the air, deep to center field, way back. It may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Nick Monaco here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Yeah, so Eddie Shantz, a Long Island Met fan. Oh, they just took it away from me. I'm sorry. Newsday, I appreciate you. But I'm not, even for the great offer of 25 cents for the next 6 months, I'm not doing it.
I will say, they have tremendous sports coverage, they but do, yeah. I live nowhere near Long Island. You live nowhere near Long Island. Like, yep. I can't pay for it.
But Long Island native, Met fan at the Vatican. We're going to see if he wants to come on. See if we'll reach out to him because it's 7 a.m. there. Maybe he's just getting up, having a croissant. I think I will be going to Italy later in the summer. I'm looking forward to that. My father-in-law, who was born in Sicily, we're all going to go back to his hometown and have a week in Sicily, so I'm looking forward to get to Italy, but I'm told breakfasts are very much just pastries.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, really?
So I'm a big breakfast person.
Yeah.
And now that since working overnights, I appreciate a breakfast on vacation even more.
Sure.
Because I don't always get to have it waking up at the hours we do.
Yeah.
When I went to Italy 2 years ago, like, oh, yeah, we're going to do breakfast in the hotel.
Yeah.
When I got there, it's just like, you can't call this breakfast.
Yeah, there's like no eggs.
Lunch is a big meal. It's just enough to get you to lunch.
Right, right. Yeah, that is a bummer.
No breakfast meats, no bacon, nothing. It's horrible.
It's all just very much like, here's a cannoli and a cup of coffee. Which, I mean, I'll get used to it. I'll live, but I agree. I'm a breakfast guy for years. For years, my mother would make me breakfast dinner. That was like kind of the thing of our house. We would have whatever you wanted for dinner on your birthday. And for years, I was breakfast for dinner. Love it. But it would have, but it was it wasn't just like, okay, I'll make you an egg sandwich. We would have eggs, sausage, bacon, pancakes, waffles, like the whole nine. A big breakfast dinner. Love breakfast. So yeah, the idea that on vacation, I can't go get, an omelet and pancakes, that sucks. But I'll overcome it.
Are you going to make your whole family go to the Vatican so there can be someone wear the Yankee hat there?
I should.
Because we know that it bothers you a little bit.
No, not at all. That it was a Met hat instead of a Yankee hat? No, doesn't bother me. I think we all understand God's a Yankee fan. I think we all know that. He hates Brian Cashman, though.
And he was busy during the fifth inning last year.
Yeah, he was busy. Yeah, he was,
I stepped away for five minutes, and what happened?
I just got up to get a beer for 1 minute. But yes, that's funny. But no, it doesn't bother me. Let him wear them. I don't care. And now people are getting, I got a tweet. He's a White Sox fan, not a Cub fan, you idiot. Like, I was playing the clips of Russo. I didn't.
Someone called while you were talking to Mark. Like, listen, he's correcting it. Like you said, you didn't know we heard dogs say. Okay,
I didn't make a point of it. I was playing. Like, I didn't come on here and say, here's a lot of great information about the new Pope. I brought it up to play the Russo sound. I researched the Knicks and the Yankees. I know many of you think I don't, but that's what I research. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. We'll do baseball here in a second, but there's a couple of Knick fans on the line still wanted to talk Knicks. Let's get to them, and then we'll talk a little bit of baseball. There's some football as well, some videos of Joe Shane, Brian Daboll making their way around from draft time, and a sign of how much the Giants really did want Cam Ward. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Tim in Montclair. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Thanks for taking my call again.
You got it, buddy. What's going on?
Well, listen, I know we talked the other day, and I mentioned to you that Boston would have to play a perfect game, you know, to beat the Knicks. And you were right. They didn't have to play a perfect game. They had to play a better game.
Yeah.
But this game three, I don't care about the first, last two games or game four, five, and six. Game three, I meet you in the playground at 3 o'clock. That's what kind of game it's going to be.
Yep.
It's going to be a dogfight. And I think once if the Knicks going to take this, I'm looking for a split to be fair. But if they take game three, I think Boston is just going to be mentally shattered, and it's going to be hard for them to come back. I still respect them after champions and everything else, but this game three is, to me, is all or nothing. That really going to set the tone far as where Boston mental is going to be at. I can't wait. I just can't wait.
No, I can't wait either. I'm looking forward to Saturday. I mean, let's be honest. They're two games away from beating the Boston Celtics. They're two wins away from beating Boston and making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And Saturday is going to be an electric atmosphere in Madison Square Garden. This is the
madhouse. It's the
biggest Knick game played in Madison Square Garden in 26 years. I would put it above any of the games against the Pacers last year. I know they didn't win that series, but like I would put it up against any game against the Heat 2 years ago. Like, this is now with the lead, with an opportunity to beat the Boston Celtics, the defending champs, and move on to the next round. Like,
it's gonna be something that's gonna be for the ages, and it's gonna be an ultimate dogfight. I just know it is. It's about Boston's pride now, as well as the ego, thinking that they shouldn't even be here or we shouldn't even be down two games. So I think there's a combination of mental things that's going on. But for the Knicks, I meet you in the playground at 3 o'clock, and that's what this is. I cannot wait. I can't wait. It's gonna be benumbed.
No, I kind of like the 3:30 atmosphere. I like the 3:30 times. I don't know why. I just do. I like the idea of it being played at 3:30. I think unfortunately the Yankees are on the West Coast. It'll be right around the same time, which stinks a little bit. But there's something about afternoon. It screams those old series and NBC, which I know is going to come back next year. But like those afternoon start times in the playoffs, that was. I know Charles Barkley said something and was apparently annoyed. It should have been a Saturday night game, or whatever. Or he was half kidding, maybe. But I love the idea of a 3:30 start. I am so pumped for this game. This is as excited. If you're a Knick fan, I mean, this is it. This is it. It has been. If you're a Knick fan under the age of 40, like, this is it. If you're a Knick fan, maybe 40's a little old. If you're a Knick fan under the age of 30, for sure, you haven't experienced anything like this. Anything like this.
This 40 might be fair. I'm 33, and
right.
Like when they made the finals in 99, I was so young. I watched it, but I don't appreciate it the same way.
Yeah, no. So like, it's about under 40. I mean, I'm 10 years old in 94, So like that's kind of just the beginning of my memory of any sport. Like that's kind of the 93, 94 is when I first really remember following the Yankees on a regular basis. I remember I had a Pat Kelly baseball card. I was a Yankee fan, but I don't really remember before that. 93 is the year I really remember following the team on a regular basis. So, I mean, that's kind of the beginnings of sports for me. And they were way, I mean, the Yankees were terrible. They got good in 94. And we're off to that incredibly hot start. And with, them and the Expos, famously, were the two best teams in baseball. But, like, before that, it wasn't cool to be a Yankee fan. It was cool to be a Knick fan. Like, it was a different world. I know, like, we always have this conversation with the Yankees and Mets, and it'll come up again next week. Of, oh, do you remember the 80s when the Mets ruled the town? It was a Mets city, and they were the sexy team. Like, yes, okay, I don't remember that. I don't. But I know it existed. I lived through the Knicks being the team. It wasn't the Mets. Wasn't the Yankees. Wasn't the Giants. It wasn't the Jets. It was the Knicks. It was a Knick town. And the Rangers won the Cup in 94 there, but it still didn't feel the same, at least, in my circles. Growing up in Long Island, Rangers were big. Island, the Islanders obviously on Long Island had a following. I'm not saying they weren't, but like, and the Rangers were good, obviously won the Stanley Cup in 94. And I remember that 94 year every night was another playoff game. And obviously then the OJ footage during the NBA Finals, I remember just being like, why are they showing this car? And having no idea. I didn't even really understand who OJ Simpson was. O.J. Simpson was, the guy from Naked Gun for me at that time. So, like, I couldn't understand why they had this other thing on during the game. I remember my dad trying to explain it to me, but, like, the Knicks were it. You went to school and, girls weren't in Yankee hats. Girls weren't in Yankee stuff. Like, girls were in Knicks starter pullovers, man. It was the Knicks. Everything was Knicks. This city was, at least, Knicks were the biggest team by far. They were in the playoffs every year. Slick-haired Pat Riley was the coach, Patrick Ewing. I remember my preschool teacher had a legitimate, I think it was preschool, either preschool or kindergarten. She had like a cardboard cutout like to size of Patrick Ewing. And you would stand there and be like, you had no comprehension of how tall 7 foot was. Like, it was amazing. They were bigger than life, those. Charles Oakley, like that was Mason. That team, we all loved that team. It's going back to that. I heard, Boomer talk about it, remind him. Forget the style of play. Forget the physicality of the game. Forget everything that's gone on with the game, the comparisons to actually what's going on in the court. I'm just talking about the environment and the feeling of the Knicks being this big. This is as big off of these two wins. This is as excited the fan base has been and as much of the Knicks running the town as it's been in 26 years. And even then, 99, let's be honest, the Yankees had become the Yankees. And I know I'm a Yankee fan, you'll say what you want to say, but they won 3 championships in a row. They had Derek Jeter, like they became the team. Even in 99, when they were, when they were in the NBA Finals against the Spurs. One, they had no chance against the Spurs. And two, the Yankees were already the Yankees. It felt different. Like 93 to 90, like for me, 93 to 96 were really like the prime before the Yankees took over as the team in the town, winning multiple championships and in the World Series every year. That was it. It's been that long. I mean, you have to go back to 1995, 96, the last time the Knicks were really this much of the team. I know the Yankees are obviously still successful and the Mets are having this great year. But right now, because of the layoff, because of the 25 years without anything, it's been hyped up even more. This is the biggest game at Madison Square Garden in forever. Like, you can't discount actual NBA final games. So, to me, it's the biggest game since 99. And I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be It's going to be crazy. And I really expect I think you're going to find out early on. Now, I know I've said that, and they've gotten out to these big leads, and it hasn't mattered. But I really would like to see the Knicks match their effort early on. You can't fall behind 20 points again. I suppose you could, but it's very difficult to assume the Knicks will come back and win three consecutive games falling behind that much. So they got to come out with a different energy. They got to come out and make their shots. They got to let the Garden, you know, the Celtics are going to come out and try and silence that building, do what they do. They're still going to take threes. Like, don't expect the game to change much. Like, they're going to play their game. Their game got them a 20-point lead with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Like, they're going to continue to play their game. They're going to just try and tighten things up at the end of the game and maybe have a secondary layer of offense if the shots aren't falling at that level. But, like, this is it, man. I cannot wait for Saturday. I'm pumped for next weekend. We'll get to the Yankee-Mets stuff. I am pumped for, a lot. You get excited for a lot. I'm a huge Yankee fan. I'm pumped for this weekend. I love West Coast baseball, man. There's nothing better. I cannot wait for tonight. There is nothing better, especially on Friday night, that my weekend now starts at 5 a.m. on Fridays. A Friday night West Coast baseball game, Yankees start at 10 o'clock. Everybody else in the house is asleep or have been sleeping for hours. Just me in the dark watching the Yankees. It's a perfect Friday night. So I'm excited for that, but nothing is like Madison Square Garden for a Knick playoff game. It is a different level, and it is going to be through the roof on Saturday, 3:30. 888-808-1019. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We got to talk a little bit about baseball. Let's get into the Yankees. Let's get into what happened in the game of the year that, unfortunately, because the Knicks, for the first time since 1999, were playing in this game, kind of got hidden and nobody's been talking about. The best win of the season for the New York Yankees, and the moment that will change the Yankee bullpen for the rest of the year. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Mets as well, as Juan Soto quietly had two home runs in a series-winning game against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they go on to take on one of, if not the best team in baseball to start this early season with a potent offense in the Chicago Cubs.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Metal! The Fan Metal! And the Rangers have one more hell to try! Vancouver! The Rangers are headed to the finals!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. So, yeah, if you were busy watching the Knicks the other night, as all of us were, you missed the game of the year. The best win of the season for the New York Yankees, as they took 2 of 3 by winning the last two and really should have swept the series against the very talented, very good San Diego Padres. And the Yankee pitching completely shut them down, other than the obvious blowing of a 3-run lead in the 8th inning in game 1 of the series. But they, in this series, they battled back. They were down. The Yankees were the only team in baseball. I believe they were the only team who just, they had lost, the stat going into the series after Monday night, they had lost 5 games when leading after 7, which is the most in baseball, and they had won 0 games when leading, when trailing in the 7th inning or later. That was the worst disparity in all of Major League Baseball. 5 games lost that way, 0 games won the opposite. And both of those things changed. Well, I guess the 5 can't change. But they actually, they battled back, they scored runs late, they beat up on a bullpen and had the 10-run inning. And then, obviously, came back again on Wednesday night, continued to battle, a pinch-hit home run from Grisham, who Trent Grisham has been an absolute revelation. It is amazing what Trent Grisham has been able to do this year. Pinch-hit, 2-run home run to tie the game. The Yankees win in extra innings. But the story of the game for me, and you know how I feel about this? I've been passionate about this. Devin Williams is going to be and has to be a huge part of this Yankee bullpen. He has to be. And when you see this, like, this is exactly why the New York Yankees are doing it and handling it the way they are. And they were right on the precipice of losing him there. That was a game, extra innings, runner on second, top of the 10th. They had already gone through. They wanted to stay away from Cruz because he pitched a couple days. They already used Weaver. Like, they needed Devin Williams in a spot to start the 10th against the top of the order of a very powerful top of the order of the San Diego Padres, and that is where you fix him. Like, this is why you pitch him in these moments still. Because they need, and you could say whatever you want. You can give me Jonathan Loaisiger is coming back. You could tell me Cruz is striking out more people than any reliever in baseball. You could tell me that you're very confident in Weaver as your closer. This bullpen would be okay. You want to win a World Series? The bullpen has to be dominant, especially when the starting rotation, as of right now, looks the way it looks. Now, it pitched very well in this series. And Max Fried, who pitched, you know, gave up 1 run in 7 innings and has an ERA right around 1 and a whip under 1, who's been every bit the ace. I mean, we talk about that contract and, oh, 8 years, we'll see. Right now, he has been a godsend. Can you imagine this team without Max Fried right now? What he has done, this is, and make no mistake, this is as good as any stretch that Gerrit Cole has ever given the New York Yankees. Max Fried, to start this year, in his first, I think it's 8 starts now, there has not been a better 8-start period at any point from Gerrit Cole in a Yankee uniform. And he's been incredible, won a Cy Young. That's how good Max Fried is. And it's been a pleasure watching him. Left-handed pitcher, dotting his fastballs, has that big curveball. Like, he has been unbelievable. And Devin Williams has to come through in that spot, and this is why they need him in that bullpen. You want to win a championship? Like, right now, the offense has a lot of great numbers, and I'll push back on anybody who's, you know, the offense, it leads the American League in runs, it leads the American League in batting average, it leads the American League in OPS. Like, the offense, while having games here or there, the offense overall, and I know a lot of it's built on, you know, big run differential and scoring a lot of runs in a, you know, couple games, but, I mean, they broke out in a game that was, they were losing, and they came and scored 10 runs. I mean, I'm not going to diminish those that 10-run rally and say, well, okay, they, so what? They scored 10 runs one game. Yeah, okay. That was a 10-run rally they needed, especially in the bullpen. Like, the offense has been good. If you look at the problems of this team, quite honestly, you could single it out to three people. Cookie Carrasco, Will Warren, Devin Williams. Those three people are the reason the Yankees don't have a six-game lead in the American League East. That's it. Those three people. Outside of that, the New York Yankees have played pretty damn well and are clearly the best team in the division and one of the best teams, if not the best team, in the American League. And they just went toe-to-toe with one of the top elite teams in the National League that everybody says they can't hang with. And if it wasn't for blowing a three-run lead with Devin Williams in Game 1, they would have swept the series. But to get back to Devin Williams for a second, they need him in the back of this bullpen if you want to have a dominant bullpen, which we have seen how important that can be in the postseason. And the reason you don't banish him to mop-up duty, the reason you still throw him out there in circumstances like Game 1 of the series against the Padres, a three-run lead in the eighth inning, which he ends up blowing that game, obviously, but you still put him out there because that's the only place he's going to find it. And you watch this game the other night. Extra innings, runner on second. He strikes out Tatis. He strikes out Machado. He strikes out Bogarts. Yeah, there's a walk and a hit batter. He's not perfect. He doesn't have his fastball command. You could tell. But watch the way he got through that inning and watch the emotion he had walking off the field. He won the game for the New York Yankees. He got the W, and he gave them a huge inning. And with the top of that order coming up, and I just rattled off the names. I mean, those are all-star to superstar-level players. And he didn't allow a run and allowed a sacrifice fly from Mascara in the bottom of the 10th to win them that game. And his emotion coming off the field, you can't create that pitching him down six runs. You can't create that throwing him in nothing opportunities. He has got to get into situations. Now, obviously, you probably wouldn't have loved that particular high-level situation right away. But that's what he was thrusted into, and you can't be scared to throw him there. Because as much as I want to beat the Padres on a Wednesday night in May, I know this team is good. I know this team is going to the playoffs. I know who they are. I know that in a lousy American League, when six teams make it, they're going to the playoffs. And I'm not saying I want to sacrifice a game in May. I'm not saying I don't care about a game in May, which, by the way, none of you will, because when they lose in the playoffs, nobody points to the great May they had. When they won 99 games in the division and the first half were unbeatable and sent six guys to the All-Star team in 2022, when they got swept by the Astros, nobody was telling me, but hey, those games in May were fun, right? Everybody pushes back. Oh, sure, they win regular season. Oh, who cares about games in May? Until you're in May, then suddenly it's got to be life or death. Life or death for those games. And if Boone has any sort of looking towards the future or getting a player right or worrying about tomorrow, God, what a disaster and a moron he is. Well, let me tell you why he's not a moron. Because getting Devin Williams right, believe it or not, gets you more wins than the one game in May. And gets you more important wins in the bigger games of the season when it matters most. And that emotion he had coming off the field, the momentum built off of that performance, can't get recreated in some mean nothing performance down 6 runs, up 7 runs in the fifth inning after Cookie Carrasco gave up 12. Like, that doesn't do it. This is one of the premier closers in the game. He's not just some other guy. They traded for him. They've targeted him for years. He's been a world-class reliever, the elite of the elite, for years, both in a role in the eighth inning and a closer role after they traded Hader. That's what he's been. And I don't know about you, but I want to go into a postseason series knowing I have Weaver, who has been unbelievable, other than the outing where he couldn't save it for Williams. I want to go into a playoff series knowing I have Weaver. I got Cruz in that splitter. I got the riding fastball of Jonathan Loaisiga, and I got the dominance of one of the great relievers over the last handful of years and an airbender pitch that was making Tatis look bad, making Manny Machado look bad, making Xander Bogaerts look bad. That's what I want. I want to know I got 5-6 arms coming out of the bullpen when right now I don't know about my starting rotation. I don't know who's going to be available at the trade deadline. I don't know if Luis Gil's going to stay healthy. I don't know if Max Fried's going to stay healthy. I don't know if Carlos Rodon is going to continue to pitch as great as he's pitched. I don't know. They need that dominant bullpen, and they need Devin Williams. And the Yankees have handled it exactly right, and I'm really hoping that that moment on the mound in that game and being able to strike out, one, the players he struck out, the ability to get out of the inning without giving up another run, having that lead to the victory. Like, he can he's cost the Yankees how many wins? At least 3 or 4. Well, you could put one in the win column with how he pitched in that inning. The balls to throw, he's got to work on his fastball command still, and that's really it. You look at it, like, it's not like he's been pounded. Has he even given up a home run this year? Like, it's not like he's getting pounded all over the ballpark. He has no fastball command. He's got to find his command. He's got to get it together, but it's silly to give up on him. And the Yankees aren't going to, rightfully so. And that performance the other night, I'm hoping, is what turns this season around, but as they get ready for a West Coast trip and looking into the Subway Series next Friday, I'm surprised any Yankee fan, obviously I talk to him all the time. I don't know what you're so upset about. Like, honestly. Like, right now, they're not a great team. They're a flawed team. We knew this. The bottom of the rotation stinks. Why? Because they lost Gerrit Cole and Luis Gil. The offense, while not perfect, strikes out too much. Situational hitting is an issue for them. It's been an issue for them. It continues to be an issue for them. They've lost a couple of series they shouldn't have lost. But honestly, like, you look at where they are now in the standings. If you take away the 4 games, and it's probably more than that, but let's call it the 4 games where they have, you know, pretty much the game sealed. They got a 3-run lead the other night they blow. They got the 4-run lead in Tampa that Devin Williams blows. They got the lead in Toronto that he blew. Like, you change those games, and those weren't just 1-run leads. Those weren't just, like, ho-hum saves and, you know, closers blow save. That's part of baseball, Chris. You can't count those as victories. We are talking about 4-run leads in the ninth. We are talking about 3-run leads. The New York Yankees right now would be 24-12 if they, 25-12 if those 4 games. Let's just give them 3. They'd be 24-13. That'd be the best record in the American League. That'd be a half a game worse than the Mets. That'd be a half a game worse than the Dodgers for the best record in baseball. They've got to solve their Devin Williams issue, and I think the other night went a long way into doing it. 888-808-1019. We'll take your Yankee calls. We'll get into more in the Yankees as well. Looking forward to the pitching matchups. And obviously, we got to throw more flowers at Carlos Rodon because the performance he gave that got squandered in the loss the other night was incredible. And then we'll get to the Mets as well. Soto coming out of it. You look at his numbers over the last 7 games. There is no doubt he's starting to turn on. Had a 2-run home run game in the rubber match against the Arizona Diamondbacks, as the Mets did take that series and ended their brief two-series loss skid. But there's a couple issues there, too, like who should be the everyday second baseman. I know you didn't hear that, but I went to Drew. And Drew is talking to his buddies, and Drew has a potty mouth. So we're going to see if we can get back to Drew. Drew!
Hey, Nixon. It's Norm.
Drew!
Nixon.
Hey, Chris!
Hey, what are you doing, man? I go to you, and you're talking to your buddies, and you're cursing up a storm.
I'm talking to my buddies. You know, we're here in Boston. Got here for the game last night.
Nice.
And let me tell you, Chris, it was some of the worst 3.5 quarters of basketball I've ever watched in my life. But that fourth quarter was incredible. It was incredible. Mikal Bridges put on a performance I haven't seen since Christmas Day against the Spurs. I mean, it finally looked like he was worth the 5 first-round picks we gave up for him.
Yeah, no doubt. I think he's proven
all
to.
All I got to say, Chris. Yeah. No, keep going.
Go ahead, Drew. All you got to say. Come on, let's go. What are you guys doing tonight? Where are you going? It's only 1:45. No way you're done.
We're not done. Not done at all.
It doesn't sound
good. Just getting started, Chris. Just getting started.
I hear you.
Just getting started. But all I got to say is the Boston faithful, terrible people. They're terrible people. They're nothing like our graceful New York Knicks fans. They're nothing like us.
Did you have any
faithful
encounters with any Boston fans?
Oh, I had hands put on me at certain points during the game, Chris.
Hands put on you?
But would that stop me from cheering for my New York Knicks?
No,
absolutely
of course
not. I'm going to be loud and proud for my guys. All I got to say is planes fly, babies cry, Knicks in 5, baby. Let's go, Knicks.
There you go. Let's go, Knicks. I never heard that limerick before. What was that? Something babies slide? No, something slide, babies cry, Knicks in 5. Cry and 5 don't even rhyme. But I know you guys didn't hear it, but as soon as I took Drew, immediately he was yelling at his friends about something. Hey, you, blah, 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 blah. That was fun. It's always fun when you go right to the call. Fliegelman had a bathroom break, and this guy's cursing up a storm. 1:46, McBonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll take a quick break. We'll still talk Knicks. I opened it up there to Devin Williams and the Yankees. Again, huge win, a great, great series. And quite honestly, they're playing, despite losing some series, the offense has been pretty good. Bellinger is turning it around. Obviously, what you're getting from Judge continues to amaze you. Clark Schmidt, and maybe we'll have a conversation about Aaron Boone, because Aaron Boone had a game where he pushed all the right buttons, and I wonder if anybody noticed, because we sure do notice when relievers give up runs. But he stuck with Devin Williams and won them the game. I wonder if anybody, you know, had anything to say about the way Boone handled that game. 888-808-1019. And then we got to get to the most embarrassing franchise in professional sports.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Well, in the end, it's the Knicks that land Carmelo Anthony from Denver, and Amari Stoudemire happy that he's on hand. Stoudemire, addressing the media today, says the team will be hard to guard now, likes the idea of having that 1-2 punch.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, me and Fleeks were just talking about, as we were talking about the Yankees there and the division lead that they have over the Boston Red Sox, who did win the last 2 games against the Texas Rangers, who are struggling themselves. Everybody told all the teams that everybody told us. Now, again, May, what is today, 9th? May 9th. It's premature to make declarative statements about anybody, including the Yankees or Mets. But all the teams that, for Yankee fans, that we were told, you know, oh, you have to worry about. You have to worry about who's going to be better in the American League. I've been saying that. Who's better in the American League? Oh, well, the Texas Rangers are really good. Oh, the Boston Red Sox did a lot in the offseason. The Toronto Blue Jays are still have a potent lineup. All of them stink. The Tigers are the only one that people thought could be good this year, coming off of last year's run to the playoffs. And right now, I believe they have the best record in the American League. But tied for the best record in baseball. Yeah, they're off to a good start. They're beating up on Colorado right now. Well, not right now, but yesterday. I think they took both games of the doubleheader. Colorado, I mean, they are gonna push last year's White Sox team. This, I mean, the Rockies are. I tease the most depressing or just awful franchise in all of sports, and it's hard to say it's not the Colorado Rockies, but it's not. But we'll get to that in a second. But now I want to talk about, I forgot about Rafael Devers. I wanted to mention up because, like, what's going on with Boston right now and what's going on with Devers is I've never seen the like. Like, we've seen players unhappy before, sure. But the way in which Rafael Devers spoke to the media publicly about the general manager of the team, and there are reports that the rest of his teammates are not happy. So the great Alex Cora, the greatest manager in the whole wide world, that Alex Cora, every time he gets on the field with Aaron Boone, he embarrasses Aaron Boone. What a great manager that Alex Cora is. Well, right now his clubhouse is a freaking mess, and he's got to try and figure it out because Rafael Devers, this is a guy who signed an enormous contract a couple years ago. He's the one guy who stayed. And I think that's part of his frustration, probably. But he signs and I'll get to that in a second, but he signs this big contract to stay, right? Everyone else leaves. They trade away Mookie Betts. They don't keep Xander Bogaerts. Like, everybody else leaves. He's the one they decide to pay. He was told and made promises about being a third baseman for the rest of his career. And obviously, famously, at the start of the year, when they sign Alex Bregman, they want to move Bregman to third, Devers to DH. And at first, he says he won't do it. Then, of course, because when they write up the lineup card, he's going to have no choice. He ultimately begrudgingly goes to DH. He struggles for a lot of the beginning of the year. He's turned it back on, not having a great year, but not as bad as his first, you know, striking out 19 times in his first 25 at-bats, something crazy. He was awful to start the year. But because, if you haven't seen, Cassis, their first baseman, blew out his knee trying to beat out an infield single. Just blew it out. He's gone for the rest of the year. So they don't have a first baseman. So Breslow, the GM of the Boston Red Sox, turned to Devers and asked him to play first base, to start, you know, let's get a first baseman's glove and let's start throwing you out there in first base. And after declining to move to DH and then ultimately doing it, he is yet again declining to play another position. And the comments that Rafael Devers is saying are, I've never seen anything like it. I have never, like, we had a similar situation as Yankee fans. The Yankees had it last year when Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees traded for Jazz Chisholm. They traded for him. Brian Cashman's been open about this. They traded for him with the intent of playing him at second base and moving Glaber over to third. That was when they made the trade. That was their inclination on how it would go. And Torres didn't want to move to third base. Said, no, I don't want to move. And so the Yankees pivoted. And although there were some comments about I'm a second baseman, kind of very similar to I'm a third baseman from Devers, there was some of those comments from Gleyber Torres. It wasn't so loud. It was kind of like, I'm more comfortable at second. You know, I really don't think I'd be comfortable at third. It was more along that. He never flat out said, I told them I wouldn't do it. Now, that had since come out, and Brian Cashman kind of said Gleyber said that, but when it first happened, Gleyber wasn't that vocal publicly, like, I told the son the SOB that I ain't moving. But he did say, no, I'm comfortable at second base. I really don't want to move anywhere. And ultimately, they moved Jazz over to third, and it worked out fine. Both were very good. Both were great, you know, and then Gleyber was great in the postseason. But Rafael Devers is telling the media that he won't go to first base, and he is openly questioning not just the interactions between him and his GM. He's openly questioning the competence of his GM. I have never seen quotes like this. He is literally saying, well, first off, with just him, I don't understand. Breslow obviously was a former pitcher for the Boston Red Sox and a pitcher in Major League Baseball. He was a player. I'm surprised he doesn't understand. Now, again, these are the quotes. Devers has an interpreter. Maybe there's some lost in translation, but this is pretty much the quotes that are out there. I don't understand. He was a baseball player. He should know it's not easy to just pick up another position. No, I'm not going to first. And then when pushed further on it, he's literally quoted as saying, yeah, look, I'm confused by the moves done by this general manager. If we need a first baseman, go get one. And this is a Boston Red Sox team. Now, look, they didn't spend a lot of money. They traded away Mookie Betts for years. He was the one guy they hung on to. And he probably stayed when he could have went elsewhere or not signed a long-term deal and test for free agency. And he probably stayed under the promise of playing third base and then building the team around him and all the things that usually go with guys signing long-term contracts. But it was a different regime that promised him third base. He understands that he should have never believed promises in baseball. It's just, they need him to move. You sign another player. They did go out and put a good team. A lot of people picked them. They were a trendy pick to be a World Series contender in the American League. They got Alex Bregman. They went out and traded for Crochet. They added Walker Buehler to fix their rotation. Like, they were expecting to do some things. They've got Duran. They've got some players. Like, they did go out and build a team that many people thought could contend in the American League. And right now, I think they're a game over 500 or two. They're in second place. They are contending in the American League. I have never seen a player openly question not just his interactions with front office, but the overall competence. It makes no sense. I don't know what they're doing. if they need a first baseman, go get one. That is, they have a real problem on their hands with Rafael Devers. That is about as insubordinate as I've heard a player, and we've seen it in the NBA, you know, guys demand trades, and then, you know, Harden, you know, put on weight or whatever the speculation was. Like, we've seen guys get moody, ask out, be miserable, but to flat out question the moves of the GM, and I don't understand this guy. Wasn't he an athlete? Wasn't he a player? Doesn't he understand this isn't easy and just move me over there? You need a first baseman, go get one. That's not my job, that's your job. That's incredible. And you hate to see it. And now Alex Cora, you know, the greatest manager in all of Major League Baseball, who manages circles around everybody else. He's so smart, that Alex Cora. What a great manager. The Red Sox were so lucky they were able to sign him to a long-term deal. You know, of course, after he was fired for being the architect of the cheating scandal that everybody complains about. But no, you know, and no one, and they got caught, you know, after the 2018 season when, you know, for some reason, you know, players like, you know, Steve Pierce became Babe Ruth. I don't know. Just a coincidence, I suppose. But the great Alex Cora has a real problem on his hands, and we'll see how the Red Sox handle it. And my guess is he's going to play first base, and he's going to be unhappy. But we'll see. But right now, he's struggling. The Red Sox did get the last two wins, but it's going to be very interesting to see how Rafael Devers and the Boston Red Sox handle this situation, and the great Alex Cora figures it out.